Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Mem Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Ksubos Daf Chaf Vav, the second parak, Aisha Ashinis Armola. The Zichu Maseches Ksubos program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachzachas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rebbe Kiya said that a brother is believed when he says his brother is a Levi, even though he's a relative, when it's a case of Masiach Lefi Tumo. He's speaking in an offhand way without any intent to cause his brother a benefit. The Gemara brings another example of someone speaking in a casual way, which establishes someone's Yichus. Rebbe Yehuda said in Eimah Shmuel, there was an incident when one was Masiach Lefi Tumo, speaking casually, and said, Zuchurni k'shanitino k'murka v'akseva shal Abba. I remember when I was a child and I was riding on my father's shoulder, and they took me out of school, removed my tunic, and immersed me in a mikvah so that I should be able to eat truma at night. Rashi explains that it's generally assumed the young boys put in the garbage where shratzim are found. And Rav Chiya said that the man continued as follows, V'chaveirai bedilin mimeni v'yukorin osi Yochanan ochel chalos. And my friends would stay away from me and call me Yochanan the challah eater. And Rebbe elevated him to kahuna based on his own word. Point number two, Rabbi Shimon Melazar says, Kashem shetruma chazakal kohuna, kach maisarishna chazakal kohuna. Just as the distribution of truma establishes a chazaka of kohuna, so does the distribution of maisarishna establish a chazaka of kohuna. When the Gemara questions is given that maisarishna is given to Levi, it answers that this is in accordance with Belazar ben Azariah, who says that maisarishna may also be given to a kohen. When the Gemara asks how could giving maisarishna to a kohen establish a chazaka for him, since it can also be given to a Levi, it answers that this was after Ezra's takana when he penalized the Levim. After the Gemara's final objection that perhaps the prison could not find a kohen and gave it to a Levi, Rav Chista answers that the cases where there is a chazaka that the father of this man is a kohen, but nafakalei kala de ben grusha or ben chalutzahu. But there was a rumor that he was a ben grusha or ben chalutza making him a chalel, and they distributed maizerishon to him at the granaries. In such a case, we know he's not a Levi because of the status of his father, and if he was a chalal, which gives him the status of a Yisrael, he would never receive maizerishon but towards chalukah in the manner of formal distribution. Therefore, he had a chazaka of a kohen. And point number three, it was taught in the Braisa, Ein Edusim Mitzterefetz Ad Shiyur Shnein Ke'echot. The testimony of two witnesses cannot be combined unless they both testify about the same event. Rashi explains that this would exclude a case where one witness saw the person borrow the money, and the other witness heard the borrower admit that he had taken the loan. Yeshua ben Karcha says, Afil Bezeh Chazeh, the Edus can be combined even if they testify about events that took place one after the other. And the edus of the two witnesses, even if they testify about the same event, cannot be established in basin unless the two of them testify together. But Rabbi Nassin says, Shomin Devarav Shalzeh Hayom, Ukshiyavo Chaver Lamacher Shomin Devarav. We listen to the words of one witness today, and when the other witness comes tomorrow, we listen to his edus, meaning we combine their testimony. So once again, the three points are number one. Rabbi Chiya said that a brother is believed when he says his brother is a Levi, even though he's a relative when it's a case of Masiach Lefi Tumo. He's speaking in an offhand way without any intent to cause his brother a benefit. The Gemara brings another example of someone speaking in a casual way, which establishes someone's yichus. Rav Yehuda said in Eimah Shmuel, there was an incident when one was Masiach Lefi Tumo, speaking casually, and said, Zuchurni k'shanitino k'murka v'akseva shal Abba. I remember when I was a child and I was riding on my father's shoulder, and they took me out of school, removed my tunic, and immersed me in a mikvah so that I should be able to eat truma at night. Rashi explains that it's generally assumed the young boys put in the garbage where shratzim are found. And Rav Chiya said that the man continued as follows, V'chaveirai bedilin mimeni v'yukorin osi Yochanan ochel chalos. And my friends would stay away from me and call me Yochanan the challah eater. And Rebbe elevated him to kahuna based on his own word. Point number two, Rabbi Shimon Melazar says, Kashem shetruma chazakal kohuna, kach maisarishna chazakal kohuna. Just as the distribution of truma establishes a chazaka of kohuna, so does the distribution of maisarishna establish a chazaka of kohuna. When the Gemara questions is given that maisarishna is given to Levi, it answers that this is in accordance with Belazar ben Azariah, who says that maisarishna may also be given to a kohen. When the Gemara asks how could giving maisarishon to a kohen establish a chazaka for him, since it can also be given to a Levi, it answers that this was after Ezra's takana when he penalized the Levim. After the Gemara's final objection that perhaps the prison could not find a kohen and gave it to a Levi, Rav Chista answers that the cases where there is a chazaka that the father of this man is a kohen, but nafakalei kala de ben grusha or ben chalutzahu. But there was a rumor that he was a ben grusha or ben chalutza making him a chalel, and they distributed maizerishon to him at the granaries. In such a case, we know he's not a Levi because of the status of his father, and if he was a chalal, which gives him the status of a Yisrael, he would never receive maizerishon but towards chalukah in the manner of formal distribution. Therefore, he had a chazaka of a kohen. And point number three, it was taught in the Braisa, Ein Edusim Mitzterefetz Ad Shiyur Shnein Ke'echot. The testimony of two witnesses cannot be combined unless they both testify about the same event. Rashi explains that this would exclude a case where one witness saw the person borrow the money, and the other witness heard the borrower admit that he had taken the loan. Yeshua ben Karcha says, Afil b'zeh achazeh, the edus can be combined even if they testify about events that took place one after the other. And the edus of the two witnesses, even if they testify about the same event, cannot be established in Basin unless the two of them testify together. But Rabbi Nassin says, Shomin devarav shal zeh hayom, ukshiyavu chaver lamachar shomin devarav. We listen to the words of one witness today, and when the other witness comes tomorrow, we listen to his edus, meaning we combine their testimony. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chav Vav, and our standard siman is a military coup. So here goes. The military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi the challah eater, who proved he was not a Ben Gerusha by receiving Maaser Rishon at a formal distribution, pointed to the basin that was mitzvah of two different pieces of edus against the evil general heading the coup. Once again, slow motion. The military coup, that must mean we're in Daf Chavav. The military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi the challah eater, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the example of the man who was Masiach Lefi Tumo, speaking casually about his childhood as a Kohen, and be called Yochanan the challah eater, and Rebbe elevated him to Kahuna based on his own word. So the military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi the challah eater, who proved he was not a Ben Gerusha by receiving Maaser Rishon at a formal distribution, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, the just as the distribution of Truma establishes a chazaka of Kahuna, so does the distribution of Maaser Rishon establish a chazaka of Kahuna. When the Gemara questions this numerous times, given that Maaser Rishon is given to a Levi, Rav Chisda answers that the cases where there's a chazaka that the father of this man is a Kohen, but there was a rumor that he was a Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza making Machalal, and they distributed Maaser Rishon to him at the granaries. In such a case, we know he's not a Levi because of the status of his father, and if he was a Chalal, which gives him the status of a Yisrael, he would never receive Maaser Rishon but towards Chalukah in the manner of formal distribution. Therefore, he has a chazaka of a Kohen. So the military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi the challah eater, who proved he was not a Ben Gerusha by receiving Maaser Rishon at a formal distribution, pointed to the basin that was mitzvah of two different pieces of edus against the evil general heading the coup, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, ein edusim mitzarefes ad shiru shneim ke'echod. The testimony of two witnesses cannot be combined unless they both testify about the same event. Rashi explains that this would exclude a case where one witness saw the person borrow the money and the other aide heard the witness admit that he had taken the loan. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, afil b'zeh achazeh, the testimonies can be combined even if they testify about events that took place one after the other. So once again, the military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi the challah eater, who proved he was not a Ben Gerusha by receiving Maaser Rishon at a formal distribution, pointed to the basin that was mitzvah of two different pieces of edus against the evil general heading the coup. All right, now it's time for four blah back chazara. Dav Chav Beis. So the simmer Dav Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The father was taking his young choshev and beautiful daughter in a cab. A cab? That must mean we're in Daf Chabez. The father was taking his young choshev and beautiful daughter in a cab to give to a certain man as a wife, which reminds us, the pasuk of Ezbiti Nesati L'Ish HaZeh is needed for what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Manayin L'Av Shneman L'Asur Ezbito Min HaTorah. From where in the Torah is it derived that a father is believed to forbid his daughter to all men by declaring that she's a married woman? The pasuk states, Ezbiti Nesati L'Ish, my daughter have given to this man as a wife. So the father was taking his young choshev and beautiful daughter in a cab to give to a certain man as a wife, and was proud when she told the cab driver she was already mekudeshes when she wasn't, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa. If a woman said, I'm married, and then went back and said, I'm unmarried, she's believed that she is unmarried, even though her second statement contradicts her first one. Rabba Rav Huna said the brisa is discussing a case where she gave an amala, a reasonable explanation for her first words. An incident is related in a brisa with a prominent woman who was very beautiful, and many men jumped to try to be Mekadesher, and she would say to them, I'm Mekadeshes. Later she became Mekadeshes, and when the Rabban asked her how she could become Mekadeshes to a different man, she explained that she would say she was Mekadeshes to men who were not appropriate for her, so they wouldn't bother her. So the father was taking his young choshev and beautiful daughter in a cab to give to a certain man as a wife, and was proud when she told the cab driver she was already Mekadeshes when she wasn't. Got frustrated when the cab got stuck between two edim contradicting each other about whether a woman's husband died and another two about whether a woman was divorced, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that if two edim said that a man died and two other edim said he did not die, his wife may not marry another man, but if she did, she doesn't have to leave him. But if two witnesses say a woman is divorced and another two women say that she's not divorced, she may not marry another man, and if she did, she must leave him. The Gemara explains why Rabbi Yochanan allows her to stay married when the issue is her husband's death, yet requires her to leave when the issue is divorce, and brings three explanations. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The courtyard Kugelach competition. Kugelach. That must be more in Daf Chaf Gimel. The courtyard Kugelach competition was so captivating that the residents didn't see their neighbors Kedushin and Gerushin taking place in private, which reminds us. The Rav Ashi explained the difference between the two cases of two sets of Edim with contradictory Edas, whether a woman was Mekudeshes or a woman was divorced, is when the witnesses say, Re'inuha Sheniskadsha, we saw her become Mekudeshes, and the second set they did not. The cases where the woman and witnesses live in the same chatzar. One might have thought that if she was Mekudeshes, Kala Esli Lamilsa, that there would have been a call amongst the neighbors and it would be known. The Bryce is coming to teach the Amte Inchi to Mekadesh Betzina, that people sometimes Mekadesh privately and it's not known. Therefore, she must leave the second husband. But in the second case regarding divorce, one might have thought that if the woman was divorced, Kala Esli Lamilsa, it is something that would be publicized and well known to the neighbors. Therefore, the Bryce is coming to teach that people do divorce privately, and if she marries, she does not have to leave the second husband. So the courtyard Kugelach competition was so captivating that the residents didn't see their neighbors Kedushin and Gerushin taking place in private, nor notice the rabbi's two daughters being taken captive, which reminds us of the incident when Shmuel's daughters were taken captive. So the courtyard Kugelach competition was so captivating that the residents didn't see their neighbors Kedushin and Gerushin taking place in private, nor notice the rabbi's two daughters being taken captive, who upon their return testified that the other one was Tahor and not violated. Which reminds us, the next mission states that if two women were captured by Nachrim, and Rashi explains that there were Edim, and each one said, Nishbesi Utoharani, I was captured and I'm pure, they're not believed. But if they testify for one another, they are believed. Rashi explains that the Rabbanim were lenient for a captive woman to believe one witness, and even a woman, that the captive was not violated. Daf Chaf Dalet. So the Simra Chaf Dalet is a pitcher. So here goes. The two Kohanim holding pitchers. Pitchers? That must be more on Daf Chaf Dalet. The two Kohanim holding pitchers labeled, I am a Kohen, and my friend is a Kohen, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace of two men say about each other, Ani Kohen v'chaviri Kohen, Neman l'achil b'truma, I am a Kohen, my friend is a Kohen, each is believed to enable the other to eat truma, but not to the extent of marrying a woman of good yichus, unless there are three men, two of whom would testify about this one, and two of whom would testify about that one. Rashi explains that it's a malahi b'yuchsin, a higher standard that the Rabbanim set for Kohanim, requiring two witnesses. Rav Yehuda says he's not believed even to let the other one eat truma, unless there are three men, two of whom who testify about this one, and two of whom who testify about that one. The Gemara assumes that the Machlokas is whether we are Choshesh L'Gomlin, whether we suspect collusion between them, and the Kohanim hold we're not suspect, and Rav Yehuda holds we are suspect. So the two Kohanim holding pitchers labeled, I'm a Kohen, and my friend is a Kohen, decide to give them as gifts to two Kohanim, who were elevated to Yochsin based on eating truma and what was written in the Shtar, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an alternative explanation for the Malchokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda saying, "B'malin metrumo yuchsin kamikvigeh." They disagree whether we elevate a kohen who eats truma to the status of one who has good kohanic yuchos. And the Gemara asks, "Malu halos mishtarzol yuchsin." What's the halacha regarding elevating someone who's called a kohen in a document to good kohanic yuchos? Rav Huna and Rav Chisda disagreed. One said we do elevate, and the other said we do not. So the two Kohanim holding pitchers labeled, I'm a Kohen and my friend is a Kohen, decided to give them as gifts to two Kohanim who were elevated to Yochsin based on eating Truma and what was written in a Shtar. While one family of Kohanim from Galus with widely known problematic Yichus sadly looked on. Which reminds us, Rav Chisda and Rabbi Avina disagree whether we elevate a Kohen based on his doing the Siyas Kapayim, Birkas Kohanim. Rava brought a brisa with Hatir Shasa, who's Nehemia, who forbade Kohanim with questionable yichos who returned from Babel to eat from Kadshim, but did permit them to eat truma based on the chazaka that they ate in truma while in Galus. Rava inferred that these Kohanim could also continue doing Birkas Kohanim based on the chazaka they had done so in Galus, and said that if one who did Nesis Kapayim was elevated to good yichos, what was accomplished by prohibiting them from eating Kadshim? The Gemara refutes this proof, saying, Shani Chaka Derei Chazkayo. This situation was different because their status was widely known to be problematic. Daf Chaf Hei. So the Simmer Daf Chaf Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. When the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift, silver anniversary? That must be more Daf Chaf Hei. When the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated car with a bracha for a precious challah, with a note that said, for challah nowadays, which is a derabbanan, which reminds us, the challah nowadays is a derabbanan for the pasuk states, you must separate challah b'vo'achem ha'aretz upon your coming into the land. Bevoachem, upon your coming, teaches, Bevias kulchem amarti v'lo bevias miksasam. Upon the coming of all of you, I said, you must separate challah, and not upon the coming of some of you. And when Ezra came up from Babel, not all the Jews came up. As a result, Challah nowadays is only at the Rabbanan. So when the husband saw his wife's reaction to his silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with the bracha for Afrasha's Challah, with a note that said, "For Challah nowadays, which is at the Rabbanan," he fled to Shul and got the first Aliyah as Cohen, followed by a Levi, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches, Eidus haba mekol chazaka kechazaka. Eidus based on a presumptive status is like that of a presumptive status itself. This is like the case when a man came before Rabbi Ami and said, "Muskani bezeh shu Kohen. I presume that this man is a Kohen." When Rabbi Ami asked why he thought that, the man responded that he saw him get the first Aliyah. When Rabbi Ami suggested perhaps it was just a kavod for being a great man, the man replied that he saw a Levi come after him and read second. Rabbi Ami elevated the man to the kuna to permit him to eat truma. So when the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with the bracha for Afrasha's Challah, with a note that said, "For Challah nowadays, which is the Rabbanan," he fled to Shul and got the first Aliyah as Kohen, followed by a Levi, where his father was present and said, "This is my son, and he is a Kohen," which reminds us, Rebbe elevated a son to the kuna based on the word of his father, for he taught, "Hare Shabbava Amr B'nizeh B'Kohenhu." If someone came and said, "This is my son, and he's a Kohen," he's believed to the extent of letting him eat truma, but not to the extent of marrying a woman of Yichus. He explained to Rabbi Chiyah, who disagreed, that he believes him regarding truma, since it's in the father's power to give him truma to eat. Rabbi Chiyah rejected the testimony of the father about the son, but accepted the eidus of a brother about the brother that he's a Levi, even though he's also a relative, because he was Masiach of Hituma, speaking casually, without awareness and intent to help his brother. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn that the Eidus of two Eidim cannot be Mitzdarif unless they give Eidus about the same thing? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that Rebbe held that a father is believed when he says his son is a Kohen because it's in his hands to feed him Truma? That's on Daf Chavhe. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn about the incident of Shmuel's two daughters being taken captive? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which is the one that when there's no certified document, we may certify a shtar only from two ksubas, meaning the Edom had signed two previous ksubas, or from the bill of sale of two fields? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 5. Which stuff would be the case where a Kohen was elevated to Kohuna based on the chazaka of him being given Maaser Rishon at the Goren? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn that people sometimes get mekudeshes or divorce privately and the residents and the chatzar will not know? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn that Challah nowadays is the Rabban based on the Pasuk Bavoa Chema Arts? That's on Daf Chav Hey. Good. Number 8. Which stuff did the Gemara bring the example of Yochanan Ochel Chalos, who was Masiach Fitumo and elevated to the Kohuna? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn? According to one shot, the machlokas between Rabbi Yudah and the Chachamim, the case of one testifying that he and his friend are Kohanim, is whether we are Choshesh Legomelin. That's on Dav Chavdalad. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn? That if two Dayanim recognize the signatures on the shtar, they may testify before the third Dayan and then certify the shtar. That's on Dav Chavav. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.